We were trying to keep with the fucking chanting music.
The misty mountains. Oh, you're listening to Matt and JV show. It's a drunken Friday night. I'm in, actually, guess who's back in studio? JV.
What's up?
And also Kyle.
Kyle!
So Kyle and I went and saw The Hobbit today, like the big nerds we are.
Hobbitville!
I would have loved to have been there. If I wasn't working, I would have been there.
Yeah, we are employed, so.
So, I was peer pressured into playing the Dwarves Misty Mountain song at the beginning of the show.
You were playing it. You were singing it the whole way home from the movies.
The Misty Mountains.
That's as far as I know, too.
Yeah. In the ground. So stupid. It's a good movie, though.
It's okay.
For nerds.
It's
nerds
okay.
Will like it.
I'll like it.
I would have rather seen Star Trek, but then they pulled the plug on that.
Yeah, we got like the 5 minute...
No, we got 10, apparently.
That was 10 minutes?
Yes!
10 minute what?
Preview of Star Trek, the next Star Trek Into Darkness.
I mean, it was like...
How's that look?
It's a nerd fest.
Yeah, it was intense, though. It was an intense 10 minutes.
I was like, oh! Who will save... I will save, And you're
like... No, the best part was... What would Spock do if it was me down there?
Let you die.
He'd let you die. Bones is great.
Bones, so. They're all played by the same people, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everybody's back.
It's yep. About time.
What do you mean?
It's yeah. It's been a long time.
About time.
Long time since
I never
that
cared
first
about
one.
Star Trek until I saw the reboot.
Yeah.
The reboot was rocking.
My boss. My boss was talking about. We were talking about.
Shit.
Something about. Remember the... What was the Star Trek where they went back in time to save the whales?
Actually, that one was good.
That was alright, yeah.
It's a good, funny movie.
And,
That was Star Trek...
4, The Voyage Home.
And Scotty... Remember Scotty...
I can't do a whale noise.
That's your whale?
Do you remember when Scotty has to go... Remember Scotty had to get the containers. He had to make containers to ship these whales in.
Captain, I don't know how we're going to take on all this weight.
And he
Captain.
Invents the technology for
he
them.
Shows, you ever, he walks up and goes, computer? Computer.
Did
and
you ever see the robot?
He goes, use the keyboard. He's like.
Hey, speaking of whales, did you ever see the robot chicken where the whale was exiled for raping?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
They exile this whale, and this girl's coming up to see the beach whale, and he's like, come closer.
Anyway, he taught them how to use transparent aluminum.
Oh, they
transparent
did.
Aluminum.
I just know Bones is in the hospital, and the guy's like, oh, I'm dying. He's like, what's wrong? Kidney failure. He's like, what is this, medieval times? Gives him the pill, and the guy heals. No, my favorite Star Trek is the one when they... It's the murder mystery one.
Yeah, that was good.
Was that?
That was a good one.
Undiscovered Country.
Yeah, that was a good one. Yeah. Where he fucks David Bowie's wife.
Yeah.
Whoa, I don't remember that one. Which one was
so
that?
It
one?
Was the last one they did with the regular cast.
Was it really?
Well, they before, mixed them all. They mixed them all in that crappy ass. I stopped watching
before Jean-Luc Picard came.
The line
out.
Must be drawn here.
The murder machine. I know which one you're talking about.
It was a good
now.
One.
Yeah, it was good. That's my favorite one.
You guys didn't like the Wrath of Khan?
Oh no, the Wrath of Khan's the best. Yeah. That's obvious.
All right.
Khan.
Yeah.
Like, they're, I don't know.
With
don't
the
like
freaking
the one,
earwigs or whatever, the things that they're putting
they
in.
They put the earwig and Chekhov and the guy that got killed in Terminator.
Yep.
The
Paul Winfield.
Yep.
The one that where they think they find God, but he's no God.
I've seen that one terrible. Once and we'll never watch it again.
That was terrible.
And the first one was terrible, too.
With the ball chick?
The ball chick. That's the first time I ever had a Cadbury egg is at that one.
Wait a minute, the one with the bald chick?
The very first Star Trek the motion picture.
Oh, yeah.
They weren't wearing their normal uniforms and shit.
That was the first time you ever had a Cadbury... You remember the first time you ever had a Cadbury egg.
How'd you get a Cadbury egg in the movies? Or were you watching the movie at home?
No, I saw it in the theater with my mom and dad.
They must have bought it on the way.
I mean, it's pretty easy to bring a Cadbury egg to the movies.
Yeah, but if you smuggle it
in...
You
snuck it in?
It's going to get all melty. You
never snuck in stuff to the movies?
Dude, I love Cadbury eggs.
That is illegal.
Man. Cadbury eggs are the shit.
It's the grossest candy you could
possibly. Oh, they're awesome.
But I love them. But they're the grossest you could ever eat.
Mm-hmm. Now they got all kinds of different flavors, but I like the original.
Where do Cadbury eggs come from?
Chicken and a hen.
Really?
And a fucking bunny. All combined. Yeah. Into some kind of orgy.
I do have the soundboard up here. Alright, so it's Friday night. We're being retards. Try and keep it light tonight. There's a lot of heavy stuff going on in the world today. So.
A lot of stuff. It sucked.
Yeah, well, we'll keep it. Well, we won't touch on that. Just keep it light and fun and make fun of Jason.
Yeah. Take people's mind off of all that crap.
What happened to you last Sunday night? We had another get together for my birthday and you didn't show up.
Sunday night.
That was for your birthday, too?
Yeah. Where was I Sunday night?
You were there.
Oh, yeah, I was there.
Oh, no.
Everybody was there except for Jason.
Yeah, that's right.
I didn't feel well.
Everyone was there. Yeah. Everybody.
I heard there's a lot of people. Yeah, a lot of people showed up.
I mean,
up.
No
it's
girls.
All
it was all dudes.
Yeah.
I mean,
nobody cared.
To me, that's a better time.
Well, no, married. And
married kids. What Kyle wants to say. What? Oh, yeah.
I was like, whoa. What? I'll
wait
talk to you that,
yeah,
that
yeah,
later.
Yeah, yeah, I've got to hear that story.
No, nothing surprising. Trust me.
So, wait. Was he single?
Who?
No, don't worry about it. We'll talk
to
you
about No. Not like that.
Off air. Trust me on this one.
I'm miming to Jason over here.
No, the question was he by himself when he showed up there? Yes.
Yes. Okay. And then he got a ride home.
Really?
Somebody picked him up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would that happen to you?
I got a ride home from John, so.
Would that happen to me?
Yeah.
No.
In the old days, would it have happened to you?
Yeah, I probably could have got somebody to come get me.
Have you ever had a chick come pick you up out of nowhere?
Have I?
You know, just like say, hey, there's nothing wrong with it.
Does my mom count?
Hey, I've had too much to drink. Can you come give me a ride kind of thing?
No, I've never had pan like that.
No, Matt just... Drives
I just drive home
a couple yards and
one time.
That was the best one you got for that.
Fine. So hold on.
You need the jungle to rock that sound.
He is the master. It's like he's always got the right one queued up.
Yeah, Kyle. When you're on your way home, you'll have to listen to that episode again.
He does a lot of them.
Yeah,
he does epic fail.
Epic fail.
I don't know where that one is.
That's the best one. It says it right on there. It says epic fail.
That's
I'm not riding home on a motorcycle.
Epic fail.
That's it.
Yeah. That one sucks.
That sucks.
Yeah. Blow that one up.
Yeah.
Jay's also thinking
hey,
about
has anybody
this.
Seen Ted?
Kyle,
I love
Kyle
Ted.
Says really
Ted's
good.
Great. Yes. If you like Family Guy, you'll love fucking Ted.
I love Family
There's
Guy.
There's nothing more powerful than a boy's wish. And that in an Apache helicopter.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't have a helicopter noise. It'd be cool if I did.
Dude, did you have the Apache helicopter?
Which one? G.I. Joe one?
Yeah.
Wild Bill? Hell yeah, I had that one.
Was that
I
the
had
Apache?
The one.
I had the Tomahawk.
The Tomahawk. I had, what had, was the one?
Who was the Tomahawk's pilot? Because it was like the. Was that like the double.
Was it lift ticket?
Yeah, that's
lift.
It. Thank you. Good job.
Jeez, Matt.
Good job.
Are you,
you are a nerd.
I figured it out.
Lift ticket. No, wait a minute. I know Kyle probably would have figured it out. We used to try to name as many G.I. Joes as we could in English class. Remember, Kyle? On
yeah. Oh, you're going to lose this game.
Oh.
Well, you got.
Wait a minute. I see a contest.
No, I think Matt's got me. I mean,
no,
where do you
we
start?
Go until. The person can't name another
we
one.
We go until
no cobras.
We
just
go,
G.I. Joes.
No cobras.
We
okay.
go until everybody who's listening turns off.
Yeah, that's true. This has got to be done later on.
Yeah.
I would, right. You know who I would start you? What? All right. What gun?
No, I got to hear a little
what
bit of
what was
the
it. Weapon that Short Fuse came with?
A mortar.
Good job.
Short Fuse.
What about Rock and Roll?
What about Chuckles?
Shut up, Jason.
Rock and Roll.
Rock and Roll came with a Gatling gun.
Second Rock and Roll did.
The first one must
M60.
Have come... M60. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, you're right, you're right. Yeah.
Yep.
And it had the little tripod.
Yep.
Yeah. I know what I'm...
Who were the originals?
Snake Eyes, Stalker, Scarlet. Right.
Originals.
Short Fuse,
yes.
Grunt.
Yes.
Yes,
before Swivel Arm.
Yep, correct. Yep.
Did I say Snake Eyes, Stalker?
Yeah, you did. You're missing just a few.
I think...
The one nobody ever gets.
Now, do you count Steeler?
You can count Steeler if you want, because he is one of the original vehicle guys.
Cover Girl? Was she one of the original?
No, she's second generation.
All right, so
Duke?
No, he's a send away. You had to order him first. Then you
I think Doc was second generation.
Yes, that's correct.
So it's got to be Grunt.
Breaker?
Breaker, yeah, Breaker.
Zap?
Zap, yep.
Flash?
Yep.
The guys that... came with vehicles was Hawk, Grand Slam, Steeler, and Clutch.
Yep.
There
right.
you go. Okay, next.
I have a bunch of those.
Those are the original ones before Swivel Arm Grip.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely Clutch.
He drove the, he drove the Vamp.
The Vamp was awesome.
The
There's
Vamp.
Your guy, Kyle. Or Jason.
Jason.
The White Hand of Saruman.
Do you still white hand it every now and then? Do you like when you go home to your woman?
No,
like,
I don't.
Put a load
don't
on your hand and fucking white hand.
We invented
that.
That
was around the wedding.
We invented that. That
was that the rehearsal dinner when
yes,
we talked
yes.
about the
just
white
hand.
Sir,
dude, you're in a semi thing. Why don't you go home and just do that? Just to tell a story. That would be awesome.
Jason just gave
about?
Kyle the.
No, yeah, motherfucker.
How you doing, no white hand of Saruman?
That would be awesome. To whoever your significant lover is, to go.
Your
unfortunately, it's a. Can't happen.
Okay.
Are you gonna, when are you going to tell us you're married?
I'm not getting
married. We can't
discuss
this.
Wait a second. What about. Can we discuss. Even if you're not technically with her, but if you live with them, the same thing, isn't it? Like after so many years, isn't it?
What's
common law married?
What? How many years is common law?
I don't know if Virginia still has it.
They
might want to look
Virginia,
that up.
This is a conservative state.
You might want to look that up for me.
Jason married.
I think it's 7 years.
Here they go, man. They get their ooze on their face, going out to kill.
But you can't. What if you had a roommate that was a girl for 7 years? You're not common law married.
No, then you're Jack Tripper and.
Were they together for 7 years?
I don't know. They all got.
How long did that show go?
What are you pulling up over here, yo?
I love that. I love that show, man. Three's Company. I used to watch it all the time.
I didn't watch much of it, honestly. I watched more Laverne and Shirley for some reason.
Really?
Yeah.
With Benny Marshall, I talk like this.
Who are you texting over there?
Somebody?
Who are you texting?
It's not live, Jason. I didn't put it up. So
that's fine.
Who are you texting?
It's just the guys talking.
Yeah, I won't mention this one.
Oh, you just texted me, don't listen, whatever you
no,
do.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
We entered with G.I. Joe names and
do the
G.I. Joe names. Well, seriously, Kyle and I used to sit there and try to. I just
Matt,
sit there and write them
Matt,
down.
Matt might be able to beat me.
I don't know.
He might. But we can't do this now.
No. No, no, no. Well, that's an after-show nerd out.
I think, did everybody always have... Well, no, you have a different favorite G.I. Joe than we did.
Well, who was your favorite? You can do that.
I had Snake Eyes.
You like the dorky guys that fix computers.
Mainframe.
Nah, man.
Tunnel Rat was my favorite.
Tunnel Rat was my favorite, too. He had an awesome gun. He looked cool.
But he was Vietnamese.
I didn't even know he was Vietnamese. He looked, you know.
He was you know.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
And his name was like Jimmy Chung Chang or something like that. I don't know.
What kind of Tunnel Rat is going in there with the giantest gun?
Yeah, I know.
Sewers.
Look, white hand of Sarma.
And his gun had a missile launch or a grenade launcher on the bottom of it.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, it did.
No, it didn't.
Didn't have like the bottom that...
It just had a big fucking gun.
Are you sure? Yeah, I think Matt it had a grenade up. Launcher
Pull
on
up
it.
Tunnel Rat's original gun.
It had a grenade launcher.
Not the reissue. Yes, the original.
Yeah, nothing. It had something on top like a scope.
Yeah.
But no...
Was there a scope? Let me see it.
It's about as best as you're going to get.
It looked like it had something like wrapped around it, too.
And he wasn't in a fucking cartoon to the one where Don Johnson was Lieutenant Falcon.
Don Johnson. What was Chuckles' gun?
It was like a handgun, like a pistol, it was like a 9mm.
I think you guys should see the Robot Chicken episode of Chuckles. Oh, really?
There's one. You guys don't watch Robot Chicken?
No.
I watched the ones that Kyle showed me that was pretty funny. You are the ultimate geek like me. Yeah. And you don't watch Robot Chicken.
Robot Chicken, you would like it, Matt, because...
I've seen the show plenty of times. It's one of the shows that I just forget about. Yeah. I just forget about it.
Hit the DVR. It's on at midnight.
So, and it's got all the nerd toys that we used to play with. Does it have the mask, guys?
Oh, the mask one they did was great.
Really?
Like... Why do we wear masks? We transform from our cars into crappier things.
Yeah, because Seth Green is basically same.
He's our age.
February 8th, 1974.
Yeah, yep. Exactly.
Well, your guy's age.
Still. Yeah. Oh, whatever.
We're all the same toys.
So much older than you.
He has the He-Man guys. Oh, yeah. He has the G.I. Joes.
All right. He-Man.
He-Man.
I play He-Man on my iPad. I get a great He-Man game.
There's a He-Man game?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, She-Ra was terrible. He-Man was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Hey, we gotta get off the nerds, man.
I know. I was listening to Big Brown and Bernsey, and all they talk about is drinking and stealing cars.
Stealing cars.
Banging chicks. Yeah, you'll listen.
Working out.
Lifting weights, doing supplements.
Listen, we can talk about banging chicks.
Yeah.
Protein shakes, man. Chicks. What's the best protein shake, man?
What are you putting on this there?
Man.
I don't want to hear He-Man.
By the power!
I hated that fucking show.
Really?
Yes, it was terrible.
Oh, yeah. Well,
oh, no. It was a good show, man.
Bodybuilders running around with loincloths.
What about that was horrible. Thundercats?
That was also trash. I never watched Thundercats.
You never watched Thundercats?
Fuck no.
We're fifth grade. Thundercats was out,
man. Strictly G.I. Joe Transformers.
Here's what we'll do. We'll combine them. Hottest cartoon chicks. You know,
that's changed a lot.
Why? Who would you pick besides Jessica Rabbit?
Oh yeah, Jessica Rabbit. But
she
that
really
was...
do it for me.
Sorry. What about Kim Basinger in Cool World?
Oh yeah.
Jason always brings up Cool World.
She was riding.
Is that still the worst movie you've ever seen?
One of the worst movies I've ever seen in the movie theater, easily.
No. Who? So, what else? What was worse?
The fuck is calling you?
Wife.
Yeah.
Oh, me and Jason got to take over the show?
Yeah. Oh,
she on the air.
Hold on. Hello?
Hi.
What's up?
What's up?
Hi, everybody.
Guess what?
What?
You're live on the air.
Oh, well, hello, everyone.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up? What's happening?
Hey, how you
doing? Hey, Melissa.
Yeah.
If you had to bang an action figure... Male, of course. Which action figure would you sleep with? Like, what was the hot guy toy for you?
The hot guy toy?
Like, can it be like an X-Man?
Yeah!
Yeah.
Oh, I like that, well, I don't like Thor.
The big blue guy.
You like the Beast?
The Beast.
Oh, I like
Kelsey Grammer.
She's going to say Roadblock.
Roadblock.
Ryan Reynolds as the Green Lantern.
Well, who is it?
Action figure. Action figure, not Ryan Reynolds.
No, because we were talking about cartoon characters.
Right, your brothers had toys, right?
Yeah, an action figure. We had Green Lantern.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure
they
did
have those, like, yeah, superhero action figures. They were kind of...
But she was thinking Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
Yes, as Green Lantern.
Yeah, but we were thinking of, like, an actual cartoon character.
Yeah, if you could have sex with an inanimate object.
Yeah.
He-Man.
All right. Well, there we go.
He-Man.
We found the core audience. Not Trapjaw?
Trapjaw.
He's in the
Manny Faces.
Oh, they're really changing my Skeletor.
Yeah.
Skeletor.
Do you think?
Beast Man.
Oh, say hi to your daughter.
Yeah. Hey, baby. Why is the baby still awake?
Oh, you have no idea. I had to come home from my night out because she was crying. I feel like an unwed mother.
Is she okay?
I need to be louder, apparently, because I make any loud noises, and she's like, she thinks my dad's like the scariest person ever.
I'm good for that.
All right. I'm not going to ruin your show. Matt, call me after the show's over. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Continue while I get beer. This is a good topic, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I know who mine is.
Really?
I'll wait for Kyle to come back.
The Baroness.
The Baroness was hot, man.
The Baroness was pretty hot. Or... Not Scarlet. Who was the other...
Covergirl?
Was it Covergirl? No, who was the one that was dating Duke? No.
Lady J?
Maybe it was Lady J. Was Lady J dating...
Lady J was with Flint.
Flint, yeah. Lady J and Flint. I think the Baroness...
She was pretty hot, but she had this accent like this. But I don't know where she's from. She sounded like the fucking
cow.
Oh, she's Dr. Like, Mindbender.
No, it was Destro, motherfucker.
Yeah. She sounded like she was the
cow.
But
she was cheating on with cheating on her with Dr. Mindbender.
We talked about this the other day. If you had to say...
Mine, by the way, was Belle from Beauty and the Beast.
Really?
Yeah.
Action figures?
No, I was talking about cartoon. Yeah.
What about you, Jason? What was yours?
Jason's too busy.
Said the Baroness.
Who are you talking to?
Somebody?
From the hills?
Just keep talking. Forget what I'm doing. The Baroness was number one. No.
Cartoon-wise.
You said Belle? Yeah. From Beauty and the Beast?
Oh, there it is.
Oh, no.
Baroness was hot. Don't get me wrong. You know who I like better, though, is probably Covergirl.
Well, because she was a model.
That's correct. But I was basing her on the comic book.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wasn't she kind of bitchy in the comic book?
She drove a tank that shot, like, 60-some missiles out of it.
Nice.
I was like, what the fuck? Nobody's giving this girl anything.
Come on, Jason. RC from Transformers the movie?
She was with Springer. I like Springer.
I don't know, man.
Wait, now, if you had to... Now, speaking of inanimate objects, what do you think... you all know the answer for me. What, like, was, like, your all-time spank bag picture? Spank bag memory?
Like, of a picture?
It could be a movie, a scene. No porn. Throw out porn.
God, that's kind of rough.
Think about without porn.
Well, you know, with nowadays, with the internet...
Like your all-time favorite scene from a... Dirty scene from a movie, or hot scene from a movie.
Yeah, well, you could do that. That you use your hand for without porn.
Use your hand for without porn. So when you have to dig deep.
This is Jason. We didn't have we grew up without the internet.
Right.
So you would get a VHS tape and fucking rewind, fast forward, or you'd wait for it to come on Skinamax.
Yes. Skinamax.
Oh, that's a good question.
There was no pause button.
I miss Skinamax, man. I don't got it. I got Showtime.
Stop it. Answer his question.
I'm thinking.
You're derailing the conversation.
No, I'm just saying
I miss
Skinamax.
Can you think of anything?
There was a scene in, I remember from, remember that movie? It was really freaky. It's like mid-80s movie, like Mindscape or Dreamscape.
Okay.
With Christopher Walken, maybe might have been.
Oh, that's the one with Natalie Wood riding somebody.
Was that her riding him?
Yes!
Oh, yeah. Now, I must remember that scene always being hot, because, like, you're watching somebody else's vision.
Yes.
And the chick is
freaking... It's Natalie Wood!
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Big titties hanging.
Before she was dead when that movie was done.
Really?
Yeah, they had to finish it up because of that.
Huh.
Man, I got so many.
Well, think name one.
Part in Die Hard when the lady and the guy.
No,
that's too quick.
Yeah, it was too quick. I usually went
with a sex scene. Usually,
yeah, it had to be a sex scene.
That I know one.
The Jodie Foster and the Accused.
No. No. My go-to.
That was your go-to.
She did have a nice tan, though.
Yeah. Hilarious.
Hold on. Let me think. Oh, damn. I don't know.
So
there was...
you're a rape man, oh, Bailey.
No. Oh, you mean that? You mean you guys didn't like that scene?
I remember one of our buddies that went down to Daytona with us one year. He's like, oh, I love The Accused. I can't wait for that scene.
Oh, my God. That freaking scene is terrible, man.
You know she's getting raped.
I know, Jason.
No. That was terrible. Hey, I'm trying... You know what? There was a scene from...
Would you fuck me?
There was a scene from a movie that my mom used to watch.
Which one?
I'd fuck me hard.
I think it was... It had... I don't know any of the actors in it.
Oh, wait.
I don't remember any of the actors in it, but I remember...
Don't you hurt my dog!
It was a guy with dark hair, and he freaking... I think it was called...
Who's in it?
I don't know.
What happens in this movie?
God, you're awful at this. Come on.
It was an 80s movie. I think it was called... There was a scene where... There's like a shower scene.
Okay.
Where he's about to take... They come back from the beach. He's about to take a shower... And this other girl.
Wild things when you see Kevin Bacon's schlong.
No.
Now, see, we started the adventure into. We didn't have internet porn, but we had porn.
The internet has ruined. Yes. Ruined me completely.
It's ruined every guy.
Yeah.
But anyway, no.
Well,
hold on. Let me tell you this scene because Kyle's going to remember this movie.
Maybe.
I think it was called The Creator.
With fucking Peter O'Toole?
Yes. There was a scene. You got to remember. This is like my youngest. The youngest one. Where the one guy who was like Peter O'Toole's like assistant or something, he was teaching him or something. I can't remember exactly.
Isn't the
plot
one where
the
they made like the hot girl robot type thing?
I don't know.
With a Hemingway chick. What are you showing me over there? Some hot bitch on the TV.
Anyway, look, he goes into they go into the shower. He's going to take a shower, and the girl's like, I got sand on me or something. Anyway, they both end up getting in the shower, and you see her tits.
You know, a good old one.
Yes, they're fucking in the shower, and it was like. I remember
that was
scene.
But that was... Okay, but was that one that you were like, I'm going to get my groove on to?
Yeah, that was the earliest ones.
What about you, Matt? Was that
there was another one. Hold on. Let me think.
Sorry, do we have to wait while you do that again?
No, go ahead.
Can I answer the question? The hot spot.
Good call, man. But I don't remember spanking it to it. But that's a good call.
Don Johnson.
Jennifer Connelly. And Virginia Madsen
yeah,
topless.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Jennifer Connelly's impressive rap.
She's still hot.
Yeah, she is.
A little skinny.
She's real skinny now. Yeah.
But she's still hot.
Yeah.
Jason still is haunted by ass to ass from Requiem for
a
Dream.
Oh, my God. He forced me.
That's a good fucking movie, though.
Yep. I remember you said ass to ass. Oh, look. It's the dude with the white hand.
Yes, it's the white hand.
Mine was always, I remember Less Than Zero. Some Jamie Gertz action.
Did she get naked in that?
No, she just did some riding.
No. In her bra or
yeah.
shirt?
Yeah.
Boo. Jamie Gertz never did get naked in a movie, did she?
Not that I can remember.
What was the movie? Was it called The Chase?
With Charlie Sheen and Christy Swanson?
No. All right, wasn't The Chase. All right.
You're so
funny. I know. I'm terrible at names, man. Wait a minute.
And podcasts.
What about the one with Richard Gere and he told Billy Baldwin, you know, stay home tonight while he's banging his wife while she's riding him? Oh, was that?
Know.
What was that? It was a cop movie with Andy Garcia.
Oh, that's
what's the name of that? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Is it Robert Duvall in it? No, that's Colors.
No, that's Colors.
I know what you're talking about, though.
It was William Baldwin was hardly known then.
The name of it's like some sort of court or...
But you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Who was he banging?
Just some... He was banging William Baldwin's wife. She's a nobody. But the main girl in his was that Nancy Travis, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was hot in the 80s way back then.
With her curly hair.
What about Ellen Barkin? She used to always get railed.
Lawrence Fishburne railed her in...
What was that one with Jeff Goldblum, right?
No. What? They were like...
The Fly?
No. They were CIA. It was a CIA.
CIA movie. Agents, yeah.
The Fly. Gina Davis was in that.
The movie I'm thinking of, it had... They were transporting... The girl was a playmate. I'm pretty sure she was. They were transporting this girl somewhere. It was like a young guy.
Bad Company?
No. Oh, Bad Company is a CIA movie. Yes. But look up the one with
Lawrence Fishburne.
Richard Gere, though. It's some kind of internal affairs.
Internal affairs, I think it was. Bad Company. Was that the one with Lawrence Fishburne? That was the one.
Yeah, and then they did a crappy one with Chris Rock and Anthony Hopkins 10 years later. Same name.
Yeah.
Ellen Barkin was hot.
She's
what?
She's gross now. She's on that.
I seen her. She's off. I saw my sister that watches
awful
that show.
TV. Oh, it's so bad.
What's the show called?
It's two gay dude shows.
Yeah. And she doesn't like, and her son's the one gay guy, and she doesn't like gay guys, and this show's just awful. It's a bad takeoff of Modern Family.
I don't know. I don't watch any of that stuff anymore.
Who was else?
No network TV.
Now, my all-time was always Samantha Fox, but there was no sex scenes of her.
Yeah, Samantha Fox.
She was
Fox.
All over my wall, and that's
Naughty
what I went
girls
with.
Need love, too.
Samantha Fox in white lingerie, squatted down. I had like 15 Samantha Fox posters all over my wall.
The best thing I had was the swimsuit issues.
Your mom didn't let you go to the store and buy the posters?
I never really thought about buying the posters. I had a couple, like I got for...
I think since I'm single and I can still do this, I should just decorate my wall with hot posters.
Yeah, like 80s hot posters. And then bring you're Samantha Fox. Like,
then bring some poor girl.
They're all framed.
Bring some poor girl over and she's going to be like, what the fuck?
She's scared to death.
You should do that.
I should. I think it'd be pretty funny.
It would be great.
To get the reactions.
That's Samantha Fox.
They'd be like, who? Yeah, she's like 50 now.
I looked her up not too long ago.
She's not bad looking still.
No, she's still kind of hot. Like, it's like when I... What are you doing over there?
I'm listening.
No, you're not. You're texting somebody.
It's all right, man. Just keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
That's what Kyle's for.
Poor Amir's dying.
I'm going to replace you if you don't keep it up.
From Florida?
If once we figure it out, it's doable.
Yeah. And trust me, there were some people saying, show us so much better with Kyle. He actually talks and has energy.
What, the last one? Well, then I'll leave then. You want me to leave?
No, you're my rival! I want you to step it up.
We're trying to motivate you to be a better broadcaster.
This is what I am.
I know this is what
you
are.
Oh,
you're
going to give us this I am what I am speech?
Yeah. I'm not down for the cause.
What?
Down for the cause?
Yeah. All right, Kyle, we talk enough bitches and sex.
Whatever you guys want to talk. I like talking bitches and sex, though.
I mean, yeah, it's fun to talk.
All right, what's your topic then, brother?
Gangster rap.
We can do that all day long.
I know.
This is when rap was good, except for Snoop was not that good.
In hindsight, no. He's a good side man.
Right, but he wasn't that good.
Snoop.
As a side man.
As a side man, he's good, but as
that
a...
That deep cover song was fucking awesome.
Oh, he had
put
a
the deep cover song on.
I don't know if I have that.
He had a couple, but he wasn't as good as...
That was before he rapped with...
Oh, dude, did you watch the concert, the 12-12-12 concert?
No, I didn't want to watch
Billy Joel.
No, that Kanye was on it for like an hour.
Someone
it was awful.
Someone wrote,
rap is generally bad live.
Live. It's generally. Terrible live.
No, I saw a Snoop Dogg concert and it was fucking awesome.
Live, yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
He had all the guys there except for, you know, Nate Dogg.
He went to the show.
No, I saw it. It was on like it was on like HDNet or one of those channels. I watched the whole concert.
Well, maybe he should live. Maybe he's good live.
Girls Gone Wild.
No, but they did. They did.
That's right. He did that. I forgot all about that.
But they did. What the fuck's the name of that song? Ain't No Fun.
Okay. Yeah.
All of them were there except for Nate Dogg. Daz was there. Warren G.
As long as he's got people with him, he's good.
But he was good by himself, though, too.
Yeah, but he's not. I wouldn't put him in the top 10.
Rolling Stone did a just recently did the top 50 hip hop rap songs of all time.
What's so number one?
I don't know. I think it's something by
Biggie.
No, I think it's I think it's Rapper's Delight.
Oh,
yeah, Sugar Hill Gang. I think.
Biggie
that.
Had to be in there.
Look it up.
Why?
They got it.
I hate Biggie.
Biggie's
so
good.
Overrated.
I wasn't big on
him. He's not overrated. He's
totally
good.
Overrated. I wasn't big on him either. And in my opinion, he brought pop rap out. I don't know if that's what he intended to do. But
what
that's
movie
what
did? Or what
if
movie,
you
what,
listen to his
Rolling
rap,
Stone
it has nothing
top,
to do
top 50
with pop
hip-hop
rap.
Songs of all time.
When Biggie was big back in the 90s, I didn't listen to him. But I started listening to him in the 2000s.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, it was good.
I'm not. Most people would agree. I'm not going to argue with you on that. I'm just not big on
him. He really was. He really was good. He the way. Like, I like Kanye too.
His the 50 greatest hip hop songs.
Yeah.
Yeah, but is that going to include like?
Is it all considered hip hop?
I don't know. What do you call it? Rap and hip hop? You think hip like?
Maybe it's the top gangster rap songs. Maybe if you looked up that, but.
Somebody should have the list published somewhere, Matt.
It's the what would be your top gangster rap song of all time?
Gangster rap. Now you're breaking it down.
Yeah, but what was your what is your
you
top?
You know, yours is the same as mine. Yeah, 1990
motherfucking 1990
motherfucking
one.
NWA back in this motherfucker.
Everybody loves that song. Always into something.
No, is that the wrong one?
Yeah,
that's it.
Always into something. We used to listen to that all the time.
That was my favorite.
Great song.
Yeah. You know what, though?
Eagle ass for
no, the I song I like, I can't remember the name. I'll look
hold
it
on,
up.
I'm still looking stuff up.
All right, what else you got? Come on, man. Keep it moving. It's going to be dead air.
Nah, I'm not trying to do dead air.
I just downloaded a whole bunch of NWA.
No, I was saying you mentioned the 12-12-12 concert. I was at work, but I was reading some stuff people were writing, and they said, looks like Billy Joel ate a piano, comma man.
I
like piano. It's a great song.
It's a good song.
I got that too. But he does. He put some weight on since the last time I saw him anyway. But it was all old men. Like it was crazy. Like everybody that was performing was like in their 70s, 60s, late 60s, 70s. I was like, oh my God.
Didn't they have a new Nirvana song?
Yeah, I know. It's terrible.
Paul McCartney singing the...
He did some Nirvana song with Dave Grohl.
Paul McCartney...
The Foo Fighters do a very good job of keeping rock and roll alive for the best they can.
I know.
It's a shame. Nobody else really can.
Next time the Foo Fighters are in the area, we should go to a concert.
All the time.
We should go. Isn't he from Springfield? Grew up in Springfield?
Yep. Yes, he did.
Yep.
Because when you diss Dre, you diss yourself.
Man, I'm trying to think of that. I think it's Dre. Right. It's a Dre song.
All right, best concerts you ever been to?
I haven't been to many.
Right? I haven't been to many either.
No. I went to a bunch of H festivals, and I went to the Tibet thing.
MC Hammer.
MC Hammer. I think I went with you to MC Hammer.
We all did.
Did you go to MC Hammer?
Yes.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
Which MC Hammer concert?
He saw him, though. He did see him.
I saw him, but
I saw
him.
Kyle, Wyatt, me, Wyatt, the Jungle, and Kelly.
Right.
All went to see Oaktown 357.
Was the first act. Then Boy. No, Boy, then Jodeci.
Jodeci, Boyz II Men, MC
Hammer. Oh, you guys saw a good concert. I saw In Vogue.
In Vogue had the awesome
I saw In
song.
Vogue and then MC Hammer. That was it.
No.
You know what? There must have been somebody else. No, I saw him at... God. I guess it was... The Nissan, well, it used to be Nissan Pavilion, wasn't there.
Me and Jason saw No Doubt together.
Yeah, we did. We saw No Doubt. That was at the Patriot Center, right?
Yeah. I saw the Beastie Boys there.
I saw...
Did I go with you, Matt, to the Beastie Boys concert? Or is it just me, Patterson, and Jim?
No, I went where at Patriot Center?
Yeah.
No, I was there.
So it's the four of us went.
No, we had a group of...
You guys woke me up after work and said, we got tickets, you're going.
I'm trying to think. I don't remember
The Roots and Jimmy's Chicken Shack.
Yeah.
I saw Jimmy's Chicken Shack at
that was awesome,
the 930 Club.
That's who was playing that.
So I Jimmy, saw Beastie
didn't
Boys
they
twice.
Sing that song? What did Jimmy's Chicken Shack sing?
Hi.
Hi! Yeah, I
remember that. We saw him at the Tibet. We saw
him in Tibet.
And that's when we worked our way all the way to the front for them.
Yep.
And then it was so crowded, Matt was punching people on the way out because he needed room. And he just looked at me and goes, I love this motherfucker! As he's punching people. Because it was claustrophobic up there getting pinned against the rail.
Yeah. Let's see. I had tickets to see the Beastie Boys and Rage Against the Machine.
You got me tickets for that.
Yeah.
It was before 9/11.
No,
yeah, it was 9/11.
No. Mike D fell off his bike and
okay,
broke his shoulder and had to have surgery, and they had to cancel the whole tour.
But it was 2001,
though. Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because you got me tickets for that. That's
the Rhyme and Reason Tour.
Wasn't it Dim and Rage?
I know,
right?
I was supposed to go to the Lollapalooza that had... It was supposed to have Nirvana, but
Nirvana never did
killed himself.
I don't remember them ever being scheduled for a Lollapalooza.
No, he was supposed to, and then Smashing Pumpkins took the place.
Okay, I'm not about to argue with you.
Oh, that's a great song.
But we were supposed to go in California, and then we didn't end up going.
Steve Cover?
No, but no, the Beastie Boys were there. The Beastie Boys. Hey, the Beastie Boys were at that Lollapalooza. Because Renee and all them, they all went. It's all Beastie
Boys. I know the Beastie did a lot of good. I haven't heard this.
The Smashing Pumpkins was there. Can you imagine that? Smashing Pumpkins, Beastie Boys.
I've heard the Smashing Pumpkins live, like, on TV, and they're terrible.
Yeah. You know? But back then, do you think it'd be terrible back then? Those songs? I don't know. Hey, wait, Matt.
We got a fucking thing.
I got it. That's how you open up a bottle.
Did you get another one?
I asked you. You said no.
Yeah, okay. I'll get it. I can't find my song. What's the song with Dr. Dre and Eminem? Eminem's good.
I seen him in concert.
Eminem's good.
What song?
I saw him.
I don't know. That's what I'm asking you.
I saw the Anger Management tour with my sister.
Did you?
Yeah, Eminem.
It's the one where he's
Papa
like
Roach, Ludacris, and Exhibit.
I'm motherfucking Dre. He says that in every song.
Eminem was the worst one.
Really?
Yes. He had no energy.
Really? You saw him and who?
It was Ludacris, Papa Roach, and Exhibit.
Oh, that was a while ago.
Yeah.
And Eminem was worst.
2002. 2002.
So Eminem just kind of went out there, just sucked. That sucks, man.
Shit, I've been to a lot of concerts. Saw Blink-182. They were awesome.
I haven't seen Blink-182. You saw Pearl Jam not that long ago.
If Pearl Jam came my way, I'd pay to see.
Yeah, I'd go see
Pearl
Jam.
We saw Pearl Jam at...
my way. I'm not driving to Miami.
Or Jiffy Lube Live.
Used to be Nissan. I've seen like 3 concerts at Nissan.
So I saw them. Saw Dave Matthews there.
No Desire.
I'd like to see Dave. Right, I'd like to see the Dave Matthews.
I don't like jam bands.
Yeah, but I'd like to see the Dave Matthews and that other guy when they're...
Tim Reynolds
playing. Yeah, that's some good stuff, though.
I saw Jimmy Eat World at the 930 Club. That was awesome.
That's probably okay. Small.
Are you telling me if you saw Dave Matthews and him and Tim Reynolds at the 930 Club in a small place like that, you don't think you'd like that?
No, here's why. Because they're like jam band guys where you're going to go in there and they're going to do like a 14-minute song.
Right.
Yeah, but it's freaking, I've got the whole album.
Not
it's
for
freaking
me, Jason.
All right. It's acoustic. It's acoustic and
pot
it's,
smokers and fucking.
It's good.
Mushroom eaters.
I don't know about all that, but it's good.
It is.
It's just a different sounds and.
Last concert.
Do you get tired of the same old thing all the time?
No. What do you get tired of?
I like to listen to everything.
I listen to everything.
I just get tired of it.
Me and Jason discussed how you still listen. You rock the punk rock.
Yeah.
The punk pop, excuse me.
Punk
you still
pop,
love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do still love it. Blink-182's got an EP coming out on the 18th. Yeah. I already have it pre-ordered. But their last album was fucking great.
I only heard a couple songs off it, so I can't say.
Oh, it's good. It's really good.
Got good reviews, I remember.
Yeah. But they, yeah, so they got like 6 new songs coming out this month, which is awesome. See, out of all the concerts I went to, Pearl Jam was definitely great. Because, I mean, when Pearl Jam comes out, you know, like, every song. And everybody's singing along, and it's a good time. Who else have I seen in concert live? Do we ever see... We never went and saw any rappers, do we, like that?
Well, for the HF Festival, I saw Tribe and Wyclef.
Yeah.
And they were actually... They put on a great show.
Yeah.
Well, so you said Tribe is supposed to be pretty good live.
I was surprised how good they were.
Really?
Yes.
What Dr.
And we got to see... we saw Shirley Manson's crotch.
Yeah, garbage.
That was at the HF Festival.
Yep.
You didn't go that one.
No, I didn't go that one?
No, no. Everybody talked about the fire bush.
What?
She wasn't wearing panties. Hold on.
Who's that?
Shirley Manson, lead singer of Garbage.
Really? She was just...
Firebushing it out there.
Really?
I mean, you could see it. If you were up to the rails, you could see her dress.
Really?
I hated going to concerts back then, though. You had to worry about getting thrown into the mosh pit.
Yeah, that's true.
You had to always watch, like, oh,
did you go to the one? Did you go to the one freaking Goldfinger and...
Yes! Goldfinger closed the HF Festival. Foo Fighters were the second to last act. And the Goldfinger closed it out.
With that stupid In My Room song?
Yes.
Yeah.
That sucks.
That's when ska was taken off.
That was the one.
I'm glad ska burned and crashed.
Well, you know what? That was... What is this?
This is some Jackie Chan movie.
Oh, God.
Thank you.
You don't want to see the guy with the monkey mask?
I just turned off the TV on Jason.
No, the No Doubt was kind of a ska band at first.
Yes.
They still stick. Actually, she's with them and not hip hop.
I still find her still find her attractive, though.
I never did.
I do.
She's got
no tits.
Boobies.
No tits.
She's no Avril Lavigne.
I never thought Avril Lavigne.
Whatever happened to Avril Lavigne?
She's married to the lead singer of Nickelback.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yes.
Those Canadians. That's it.
That ruins her.
They're
Matt.
All Canadians, though, you know?
That ruins
but
her.
But marrying
Matt.
That guy is definitely.
Epic fail.
Yes. Because no wonder you haven't talked about her in a long time. You used to talk about her all the time.
Well, she was married to the guy, lead singer of Sum 41, and they got divorced, and she married the lead singer of Nickelback.
Sum 41.
He's such a douche.
Epic fail.
He's a douche, man. I hated Nickelback.
You married who? The guy from Nickelback?
Go get a beer.
Anybody else want one while I'm up there?
You might as well. How many more? What time? We got more time for a show?
Yeah.
All right, get some beers.
Yeah, plenty of time.
All right, Kyle, you're the guest. Give us the next topic to.
I don't know.
For
like,
Jason to derail.
I like talking about bizaches.
All right, well, we can talk about bizaches. Favorite porn stars?
Oh, that's easy. Okay. You know my favorite of all time still.
Jill Carrera.
Jill Kelly.
No, thank you, Jason.
Jill Kelly.
It's my all-time favorite.
Yeah, it was always Jill Kelly. I don't have a favorite. I don't have a favorite.
I like blondes and I like tan. Sorry.
Were you a big Brie Olsen fan?
No.
I didn't. You guys always went and bought DVDs.
I only bought like 2.
I got like 3 or 4.
Once I was on the internet, you could just switch from. You could have all of them are your favorite.
You didn't have the internet then.
That's what I'm saying. Like when
you
we
had
didn't
to make
have,
a selected choice.
When we didn't have the internet, all I had was old
did you drive
VHS movies of like 70s porn. That's all I had.
Get some beers, man.
Sometimes that's all I Please. Need. I will
70s porn?
Dude, retro?
Yeah, retro's good stuff, man. Retro's,
all that hair?
Debbie Does Dallas.
It depends. It depends. Some of them weren't that bad.
There's a go-to I have, like these two older women bang the pizza delivery guy. That's a good one.
Oh, do you know Asia Carrera was in your Big Lebowski, by the way?
Dude, I've got to ask you this because I've been looking for this on the internet, okay? There was a movie that we watched at the guy who lived across the street from my house, JB.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. He had his
Did you ever go to watch... Did you ever watch any of his house?
His folks had endless collections.
Yes, yes. Did you ever watch any of them?
On beta, by the way.
Yes. Did you ever watch any of them?
Yes.
Okay. There was one where this guy would have a date with a girl, and he'd bring her home. Next thing you know, all these people, like, in masks broke into the house.
No, I don't remember it. I'm not saying I didn't see it. I just don't remember.
And they would all freaking have this big orgy in the damn living room.
Wait, was it girls in masks too? Or was it just
there
a
was
gang
a girl?
Bang?
No, there was a girl and like two guys, and then him, and they tie them all up and have, and then they would leave, and then untie them and leave,
no.
And then they were like, "Well, we could call the police, but we had such a good time. Let's not call the police." And then, and then you find out he's in on it, right? He's dating these girls, and he's in on it, right?
I'm glad you paid attention to the plot.
I'm just saying, I remember this one video. You know what? That might be number one for the back then.
Really? You took that back to your memory for the spank
yes,
bang?
Yes, because wow. There were some good scenes in that.
I wasn't into porn back then.
That was like the only one I ever saw. That one, and he had the one with the pool cleaner.
I remember that
You remember
one.
The pool
yes.
cleaner. He had a guy who was cleaning the pool, and the two girls bring him into the house. And then it was weird, because then one of the girls left, and she found out her boyfriend, I don't know, it was a big, crazy plot for that one, but...
What's your go-to on, if you go, like, you know, RedTube or YouPorn or
TubeBait? We're talking about girls.
Pornhub's pretty good.
Yeah, like, what do you search for something you want to watch?
Sometimes it's been, well, lately it's been retro, because
I'm trying to find that.
Are you serious? I want to know what that name of that video was. Once I find it, I'll be like, oh, this is awful, and then I won't ever watch it, but I just want to find it. If I could just know at least one of the actors in it.
What's yours? What's your go-to girl or scene? Because I remember hearing you like Babysitters.
Babysitter was good.
You know what? If I could find... I like the real shit. I like amateur stuff, but it's got to be...
Nah, it
can't be fake amateur stuff. It's got to be like...
Lately, I like... even though
like
she's
the
got
college...
She's got roast beef, though. Christy Mack.
Have you guys seen Dare Dorm?
No.
The college.
Look up Christy Mack. You'll see her.
You guys have ever seen the Dare Dorm?
There's so many of those out there.
I know. It's all fake, dude.
Everything's
it's always
fake
the
on
same
it.
One. It's always the same girl. It's like, oh, this isn't real. They're not real college kids.
Like, the junkies always have to talk about backroom casting. And
according and to that guy, it's real.
No, it's not. They've had girls who've been on it going, no, I knew it was happening before I went in there.
Oh.
It's fake. He makes it look real, tries to make it sound real. Because they had him on the show, too.
Yeah, I know.
And
I heard
he
him.
Said it was real, but yeah. Then they talked to other people. Because they've had, like, you know, chicks who had turned out being porn stars. She was like, no, I knew I was going in there to fuck him.
Yeah, like, you know what got me for that one was, I think on one of the Dare Dorms, I saw the girl from the HBO, what was her name? Something Soprano.
Oh,
Isabella Soprano was on one of those.
Terrible show.
What was that? Pussy... what is it called?
Cat House.
The Cat House.
Yeah. That show was awful.
It's awful. The worst thing...
She
I mean,
was
you really have to be
home.
Hard up to put that
right,
one on.
Right. You come home late at night and you're like, God. I need something to... All I got
is a damn Cat House.
She's
terrible.
She was a lot of the
None of the girls
videos.
Are hot.
The Naughty America videos. Do you ever watch any of those?
Yeah, I've seen them.
My Sister's Best Friend...
Yeah,
I've seen some
yeah.
of them. But I'm right. sure, I want to know
but none
chicks,
of them are real, though. It's all so fake.
Well, what chicks?
Yeah, but that's...
Who's your chick again?
Oh, I got... I don't know.
Name
newer
something.
One?
Yeah. Oh, newer or older? I don't care. I probably know
Carmen McCarthy.
I don't know who that is. Who else?
I don't
She's,
know. Any
I used
new
to, like,
people.
Back, like, the late 90s, early 2000s was Inari Vox.
Yeah, okay.
She was hot. I had a big thing for her. And, newer...
She's one of Jill Kelly's. Under. She was under
her I always like...
Oh, this girl, Jennifer White. She's a freaking
I've
dirty
seen the name.
Birdie. Dirty birdie.
They're all dirty now.
Yes.
I liked Brie Olsen.
I tell you who's terrible is that girl that's in all those Spider Babe movies and
Misty Mundane. Yeah.
She is terrible, but she's in all of them.
I was watching last night The Seduction of Misty Mundane.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've seen that.
You weren't watching Playmate from... Of the Apes.
Playmate of the Apes.
Or the Lord of the Rings one she does.
Or Spider
Babe. What is the one in... and she had Batgirl, too.
Yeah.
What's the one from... What is it called? Lord of the G-String.
Lord of the G-String. That's right. Thank you.
Yeah, they are awful.
They're terrible.
Misty Mundane. Oh, Misty Mundane.
You are She's so white and flat.
You are very Chappelle.
That was this, that's scary pale, man.
Yeah, she is. She's got like no tits, and she's pale as hell.
How does she get movies then?
I don't know. People, I guess people like her because she's like
what are you
girl next
for
door.
Us, Matt? You save your porn? Good for you.
No. I used to have a folder. I don't know where it's at. There was a folder I had of my favorite scenes.
Folder? A folder of his favorite scenes.
I think I have it in here. Like the folder's name is X-Men. Look at that.
Yeah. Now she's going to be looking at it.
Yeah, she's probably been looking at it, looking for a Green Lantern or whatever she thought she was Green looking Lantern. For.
I can't even find it myself, so if she can find it.
Just like if you go on
I
her
hope she finds it and she tell me where it's
just
at.
Like if you go on her computer, it says, like, wedding video or something. Wedding pictures.
Yeah. It's all
this
Ryan
wasn't
Reynolds.
A wedding yeah, I was involved in.
Ryan Reynolds and Roadblock.
Yeah.
Roadblock.
Anybody need a body massage?
Don't say what you're watching, but let me see the reaction when you watch it.
Okay.
Don't say out loud what it is.
Oh, you're gonna you.